Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, everybody? This is Mad Dash Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Brother Carson, here from the Minneapolis Mad Dads. We got a good show for you today. We're going to talk about fighting and what is a good fight and what does it mean to fight for good. But first, before we get into all that, just wanted to talk about our schedule, what's going on. Please make sure y'all catch the Street Talk TV show, VJ Smith, Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. That's off the MTN video station place. I forget what I believe it's Channel 17, actually. 8 o'clock, Channel 17. Check out VJ Smith hosting Street Talk. It's always great episodes, always great shows going on there. If you have Comcast cable in the Minneapolis area, make sure y'all check it out. Make sure y'all check out Mad Dads that are hitting the Peace Bus around the Metro Transit area. Make sure y'all say what's up to them. Sign up with us. If you need any resources, make sure y'all give us a holler so we can help y'all the best way we can. And, you know, we want our people to be good. We want our people to be, you know, to be having everything that they need to have as far as our community, because we're struggling. Let's face it, you know, we're struggling. But and make sure that y'all come out tonight here for our Tuesday night support meeting that is at 5 o'clock. Again, that's tonight, 5 o'clock, here at the Urban Ventures. We are located 3041 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis, if you are in the Minneapolis area. I would not recommend, if you are from Texas, to make a drive here to have one night of our sessions, even though that would be very flattering. Also, we're going to be doing a watchdog outreach over on 73 West Palmer Lake Drive. That's in Brooklyn Park. That'll be me and Pedro Bustamante at Mad Dads and BJ Smith, president and founder of Mad Dads. So make sure y'all come out and support us while we're doing that. Also, we're going to be having our training day tomorrow at 9 a.m. Again, if you would like to be a volunteer for the Minneapolis Mad Dads, and many of you I probably have talked to, if you would like to come out and volunteer and help us out fighting the cause, come out tomorrow, 9 a.m. We'll be having a training. We'd love to have you on our team, so we can definitely use more people. And on Thursday, on the 28th, at 4 o'clock, we're going to be at downtown at the City Hall, Minneapolis, for our Youth Leadership Awards. This will be first annual. We're going to be congratulating a lot of youth around the city that's doing a lot of good things with these companies. And you know, whether they're doing outstanding work with volunteering or just outstanding characters overall, you know, with integrity and, you know, that's strong and that's smart and that's just doing what they're supposed to be doing as good citizens of this community. So we're gonna be nominating a lot of youth. As a matter of fact, I'm just gonna read off their names because, you know, if you're gonna listen to who we're gonna nominate, many of you probably won't be able to make it. So I'm just gonna let you know, from the Emerge Company, we're gonna nominate Connie Middlebrook. He's been doing his thing. And also, we're going to nominate Tyrone Jenkins from the Emerge Company. From the YMCA, we're going to nominate Tyrone Reynolds and Lupita Sherrod. From the Mad Dads, we're nominating myself. I'm very flattered for that. And I do believe there's more people, and I don't have them on here. Apologize for that. Also, make sure that you guys check out Mad Dads as we clean up the Brooklyn Center Transit Station. That'll be me and VJ Smith and Pedro Bustamante of the Mad Dads. We're going to be cleaning it up. It's getting real junky over there, y'all. We need y'all to, you know, help us keep it clean. Also, we're going to be cleaning up West Broadway at 11 o'clock to 2, and that will be Saturday. Also, when we clean up the Metro Transit at Brooklyn Center, that's Friday, just to let y'all know. Saturday, we're going to be cleaning up West Broadway. We definitely would love to have you guys out there. Also, Halloween party, that's on 46 Blaisdell. That will be VJ Smith will be there. Sunday, we're going to be having a a Halloween party on 2620 Russell Avenue North. With the GRIP program, that's my youth out there, the Get Real Youth Project. We're going to have fun. $2 Chipotle burritos if you dress like bad food. So please come out there, and if you all have, you know, bad food costumes, that would be really, really beneficial, especially if you love Chipotle like myself. But anyway, we are going to talk about fighting the good fight. I just want to read this Bible verse for you all before we get in depth with the lessons for today. But Jeremiah 9:17, it says, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in his name, that he understands and knows me, and that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these I delight, says the Lord. He also says, behold, the days are coming. Now, we talked about this here at Matt Dad's Monday morning staff meeting, and it really struck me. We was talking about how we have to get everything to God's glory because we couldn't do it without him. And this is the reason why Matt Dad's fight so hard for what we're fighting for in our community. We're fighting to take it back. A lot of people, you know, they like to ask BJ, you know, how can y'all go out there, you know, with no guns and no vests, no bulletproof vests or nothing like that. And the truth of the matter is we give God his glory. So with everything that we do, we know that we're going to be protected because we're covered by his blood. You know what I mean? So we can't be harmed with those things. I mean, we can be hurt, but they can't do anything to our spirit. You know, and we fight out there with our, you know, with our swords and our, you know, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, you know, helmet of salvation, sword of the spirit. You know what I mean? We're protected. Belt of truth, we're protected by the arm of God. And we fight these fights because someone has to. You know, if we all decided that we're going to be negative about what we do and what we say and how we're going to go and approach people out there who's truly hurting, then nothing will be done. You know, Mad Dads wouldn't exist if that was the case. So if you guys feel what I'm coming from, I definitely would love to hear from you. 1-347-215-9262. But, you know, I definitely appreciate those who can come up to us while we out on outreach, and they come up and they can, you know, they tell us that we're doing a good thing and that we're making a difference in the neighborhood, because it makes us feel like we are worthwhile. And even though we do feel like that, it's nice to hear sometimes, you know, Mad Dads have enough haters as it is, you know, but even if we had a million haters, we're going to keep doing what we have to do because we know who we're fighting for. We know why we're fighting. And it's not to, you know, have negative things or just to have more things. And we're not doing it to have material things at that. We're doing it because we are fighting for the glory of God, and we are fighting to get our community back. You know, positive change is what we're about. So, you know, I definitely appreciate those who are out there helping us. I appreciate the volunteers. Again, if you want to be a volunteer, you can come. You can surely come tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., for our volunteer training. We definitely appreciate our volunteers. I definitely want to say that I appreciate Billy, who's been here, the volunteer with Mad Dads, out being a prayer warrior with us and getting some sign-ups and helping save some people's lives, because, you know, we definitely need to have this kind of presence in our neck of the woods. You know, otherwise we're going to have that negative force, you know, stick with us, and we're not trying to have that on us. You know, it's kind of a rough spot. You know, it's kind of hard to fight, you know, quote unquote our own people. But it's not that we're fighting our own people. We're fighting against principalities like, you know, drugs and violence and all those things. You know, and for that matter, those are positive things to fight for. But you know, people, man, we gotta be more aware of what's going on, man. You know, I'm tired of getting on the bus and I'm hearing people on their phones and they're fighting, you know, with amongst each other, and it's over really silly things, you know, or you know, fighting over who watches the baby and stuff. my thing is, you know, if you had that love of Christ in you, there's no reason to fight. You know, what comes your way comes your way. You know what I mean? And it's just, it's one of those things that that if you're not understanding why you're fighting, then sooner or later, somewhere down the line, when it's all said and done, you wouldn't know why you fight. Especially with over nonsense, you wouldn't know why. You know, you would just get caught up in stupidity. It's just, it's ridiculous. It's a hard thing, but fight for a good cause if you have to fight. You know, anyone who's going to fight for a good cause, especially with that strength and with the determination, you know, not with pride or, you know, anything like that or hate, nothing like that. No, with real determination, those who are focused, who wants to do good things, you know, who wants change for the positive, those kind of fight, if you're that kind of fighter, then you're going to win because you're going to have the love of God with you and you're going to have his force behind you. It reminds me of a story of Moses. You know, he didn't think he can do it, and he couldn't do it by himself. He had to have God on his side, you know. But he fought. Despite his speech impediment and everything else he had, all he had was a staff and the power of God to do his fighting, and he won, you know. And today, we trying to be the staff, people. We want you all to fight, but we want to be the staff for you. You know what I mean? So please make sure that, you know, if y'all see Mad Dads, tell them thank you. It's a beautiful thing, you know. I'm not saying that, you know, you have to say it to them, but imagine how it would be without a force like Mad Dads. Imagine. You know, it's a hard thing. So anyway, I just seen somebody try to call. I don't know who it was, but please give me a call back, whoever it was. Again, 1-347-215-9262. Call in if you want to chat it up with me and talk with me and let me know what you've been fighting for lately. I want to hear from you because, you know, I got to hear what's been going on with my people, man. You know, I like to say that, you know, call in and, you know, bring me your 2 cents because even your 2 cents is valuable. That's my quote, y'all. Don't take that. You know, God is good. But fighting the good fight, it's nothing like fighting for a good cause. And, you know, we may have people that are going to be after you, but what leader doesn't? You know, what fighter of good does not have an adversary? You know, be prepared. Be aware that there's going to be people that will not appreciate what you are fighting for. Understand that there's going to be people who's going to do that. It's going to be people who's going to wait until you build up, you know, and have momentum, and they want to intervene and knock you off your game, knock you off the square, you know. But be prepared, you know. Have rebuttals without having a pretentious spirit, you know. If you have to rebuttal against someone who's throwing negative things at you, make sure that your rebuttal is not negative. You know, fight negative with positive. Fight hate with love. You get me? You know, those type of things. You know, it's just it's a great thing to do. It's a good thing to, you know, when the devil comes after you, when your adversary comes after you with negativity, and you fight with love, not only is it more powerful, but you're also bringing glory to God. You know what I mean? So, again, I want to hear what's been going on with my people lately because I feel like there's been a lot going on, and, you know, I want to hear from you. I want to know what you guys been up to, what you've been fighting for lately, because we got people that's fighting for good, and then we got people that's fighting for bad things. Now, example of that, you can decide to fight to, you know, have your community back and, you know, get the drug dealers off the streets and, you know, join Mad Dads and do it for a good cause. And then there's people who will fight to try to gain more material things. And, you know, we all know that that's setting yourself up for failure, right? You know, Because understand this. You fight for material things. Whenever you get into a bad position and you need somebody to fight for you, guess what? Your material things ain't going to do it. That's just real talk. Really, it really is. That's just real talk. Now, but imagine you fighting for your community and you get in a position where you need somebody to fight for you. Everybody in that community would know what you've done for them, so they'll fight real hard for you. You know what I mean? So fight for a good cause because it's beneficial for both ways. You know, you can fight all your life to try to be rich and never attain your mission. Some people fight and do end up being rich but never attain to be happy. Some people fight too hard to be happy but never attain joy. You know what I mean? Because you're fighting for the wrong thing. Don't fight to be happy. Fight for someone else to be happy. You will find joy later in that because God will give it to you. Not too long ago, we had a guy, you know, who's going through a rough situation, and, you know, he told us that, you know, even though he may be feeling bad, you know, that he may be feeling, you know, down and, you know, not feeling good or, you know, just upset, a lot of things crashing on him and stuff, and he says that he would rather for somebody else to be happy, even though he may be going through. Now, despite how sad, that is sad that he would rather have somebody else happy, but on the other hand, that's a beautiful thing because how many times is it easier for us to flip out on any and everybody else because of where, you know, being upset, you know? That's a powerful thing that if he can just flip it and make himself just as happy, you know, as he do for other people, imagine the type of spirit that he'd be able to bring on whenever he goes around, you know. So if you guys see my guy Sam at the parking lot car wash, say hi to him. Let him know that he's doing a good job, you know, because he needs somebody to talk to. He needs somebody to let him know. But if you guys see him, you know, anytime, he's always at the car wash, you know, just go and see him and, you know, shake his hand and see how he's doing and everything because, you know, you never know people's hurting, you know, and they're fighting negative spirits off of them and they don't know how to fight negative spirits off. But, you know, and then we got people, you know, that's that we have to pray for because they're fighting their sickness, you know what I mean, fighting cancer out there, you know, fighting all this kind of stuff, and they have to do that with, you know, with doctors and everything, and so you pray for those people as well. But that's how you fight for a good cause, you know. But be aware that you have adversaries. I want to talk about, you know, defending, because we have many times when we are doing a good thing and we get attacked, you know, we got to talk about defense. And, you know, we're, as people of this community that's trying to do good things, we, you know, specifically talking about Mad Dads, we are we have to try our best to be careful that when we defend ourselves, that we are not put in a position to look like that we are fighting, you know what I mean? You know, and that means the literal sense of physical fighting as well as, you know, verbal disagreement and, you know, things like that. You know, it kind of puts us in a bad light, you know. Understand that people will always put you under a microscope. Understand that people will be quick to jump to something, you know, about, you know, if you did something just slightly wrong or said something just slightly wrong, you know. Understand that people will bring it up so quick that it will really, really, really put you in a negative light. And it's not good for anyone. You know what I mean? So, fight with faith. You know what I mean? Hey, leave all the, you know, all the petty stuff and, you know, all that mess. Make sure that you guys just, you know, kind of leave that stuff alone. I want to get into 1 Timothy 6 and 12. I want to get into 1 Corinthians 9:25. says everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it the crown that will last forever. I want to read that again. 1 Corinthians 9:25. Everyone who competes in the games goes to strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Now, think real heavily on that. That's really good. I mean, think about that. People who sit there and, you know, and when I'm going to put it this way, put in the games, things like Mad Dash or any other organization that's out there, or even in politics, you know, they fight to get a crown that won't last forever. You know, presidents, you know, or presidential campaigns and things like that. They're fighting to become presidents of the, president of the United States, you know. But, and that's a crown, but it won't last forever because after 8 years, it has to be a new president, right? So, but understand where we're coming from, though. Now, that's the world perspective. Now, for Mad Dads and other organizations out there and for the good people out there in the community, understand that fighting with faith and with God means that we'll be crowned forever. And I'm not saying as kings or nothing like that. I mean, because we are supposed to be kings and queens here on earth. But with the crown that will last forever. You know what I mean? Meaning that no one would take our spot. We'll forever be with the king. You know what I mean? Now, that's fighting with God. That's fighting with the good cause. That's fighting with that integrity, with that heart. You know what I mean? That's fighting with the good cause. I like to go to these Bible verses because they put a lot of things in perspective. Like Philippians 1:30 says, since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. You know what I mean? That's fighting the good fight of faith. You know, take hold of the eternal life which you were called in, and you were made good confessions in the presence of many witnesses. You know what I mean? That's the kind of stuff that we should understand, that this is what we're fighting for. We're not fighting with just sticks and dirt and all that stuff, man. We're fighting with the sword of the Spirit and the whole armor of God. You know, so Mad Dads are out there. If y'all see them, make sure y'all, you know, wave to them, say hi to them, sign up with us, and, you know, make sure y'all get very much involved. But I want to hear from you. If you are listening, if you like what you hear, call 1-347-215-9262. I'm hosting it, Brother Carson, here on Mad Dads Radio. I haven't heard anything from anybody from the last 2 weeks. I'm wondering what's going on. With my people out there, I kind of feel like you know, I'm doing this thing by myself. I'm supposed to have a co-host. I don't know what's been going on, but hopefully they'll call in later on. But moving on, now I want you all to call in so bad because I want to hear what lately you've been fighting for. Lately, I've been fighting for two guys that've been in my youth program. I want you all to pray for Juan Carlos and Angel Estrada. They are brothers who, you know, got caught up doing the wrong thing and went to the juvenile detention center. And, you know, I went to show them support. I went to Juan Carlos's court date last Saturday, and I showed up just to kind of be there and ask support and just show them that, you know, someone does care and that I was there for him and, you know, things like that. And I was just checking out, seeing how everything's going. And his mother was fighting so hard that he goes to a facility that was solely based on working on his behavior instead of locking him up in the prison later in the future. You know what I mean? And that's a real mother, you know. I was also today, this morning, just this morning, in court for his little brother, Angel Estrada, who it seems like they put him on the EJJ, which I don't know the abbreviation for that, but I do know that they put you on that. They put you on the EJJ, again, don't know the abbreviation for that, if you did a serious crime. Now, he got in trouble for a simple robbery. My thing is that I believe that, you know, if he can avoid something serious like being put on the EJJ, which would eventually lock him into prison in the future, if he can avoid that and actually work on his behavior, then things will be okay. Now, they did that basically because the man told me that they did that just because they wanted to. Now, that's very unfair. And, you know, these are Hispanic people. I feel like there's something behind the whole just because. Why would you lock somebody up in the future just because? Now, I understand that they did crime, you know, but these are young kids. You know what I mean? These are kids who if they had a second chance, they would never do it again. You know what I mean? So I was in there and I spoke that, you know, I think that we can avoid this, but the judge wasn't allowing it, and they was basically telling me that it was too late. Now, I was fighting for, you know, his freedom so he can at least come to our program, Mad Dads, and, you know, get some real help and some mentorship, you know what I mean, so that ultimately he can come out, you know, victor in this and not having to go through a prison. That's just going to victimize me and, you know, even more. Now, I don't condone you guys to do crime for my young brothers and sisters that's out there listening. I don't condone that. And I'm not saying that Mad Dads will just go out and show support to criminals, but we do believe in second chances. We believe in redemption. And we believe in fighting for it. If we can fight for redemption, that's what we're going to do. So, again, I would like for people to pray for their family. As Juan Carlos Estrada and Angel Estrada, his family, pray for them guys and hope that they keep on fighting. They're fighting. They're talking about deporting their family and everything like that. So make sure y'all pray for those guys and, you know, keep them in your prayers and stuff. But that's the kind of things that we fight for. You know, second chances, because how many times have those who are listening out there, how many times that whenever you've been put in a bad position that you've been called out to have a second chance? A lot of us have. A lot of us have. You know, Mad Dads was found basically on that principle of second chance. You know, each of the leaders here in the Mad Dads have a testimony where they were given a second chance. And now they are taking full advantage and full effect of their second chance. And it's a great thing. You know, a lot of people like to think that we like to judge, but we don't judge. You know, we cannot judge anyone for being addicted to drugs, to, you know, crack or anything like that. We can't judge because, you know, Mad Dads know what it's like to be on that side. Mad Dads know what it's like to be doing drugs. Mad Dads know what it's like to be in prison for 20 years, like my co-host Gil Baggett. You know, we understand that kind of stuff. We have no room to judge or, you know, place any kind of judgment on people like that because we know what it's like. You know, and that's why we fight so hard. That's what we're fighting for. You know, if you guys want to get involved with the fight, seriously, I would suggest you guys come out tomorrow at 9 a.m. For our volunteer training because it's going to be off the chain. You know, we can use more fighters going on. We can use more volunteers. We can use more of good prayer warriors out there that will be a part of it. We can use you all to build to this Mad Dads army, and that's how it should be. It should be a lot of us. It should be a whole community. The whole community should be a part of something like Mad Dads because that's the only way we're going to do this is if we have real support. Otherwise, the drug dealer is going to keep fighting to get more and more young people to do their dirt. You know what I mean? You know, it's a lot. I've been to the JDC here in Minneapolis. I've seen a lot of what, you know, Doughboys have been, where they get put at. And there's nowhere to be. There's nowhere to be, you know. So Again, if you guys would like to join in on the conversation and get in on this topic here, call in at 1-347-215-9262. And, you know, that is toll-free. Definitely call in if you'd like to talk to me. I'm hosting it again. This is Brother Carson. I want to hear from you. Also, if you have a question and you don't want to call in, I have the chat session open. So if you guys want to chat and don't necessarily want to call in per se, you can definitely do the chat and we can chat online. You can definitely give us questions here online and we can answer your question here. So, you know, again, if you guys are listening and you want to give us a call in, our calling number is 1-347-215-9262. Now, those are just testimonies that we have here. We got plus many more testimonies. If you guys want to hear more of those testimonies, come tonight here at 5 o'clock at the Urban Ventures. We are located 3041 4th Avenue South, Minneapolis. Now, that place is off the hook. I've never seen so much, so many testimonies in my life. So many good things happen to people who fought so hard to, you know, fight their addiction, you know, fight homelessness, to fight the negative thinking and, you know, become good people. It's just a great thing to see, you know. So I'm glad to be a part of that group. And I definitely would love to have more people come there. Many of you, I had called the other day to let you know that, you know, your second chance is here, you know. So make sure that you guys show up tonight if you guys want to get involved with the Mad Dads. Show up tomorrow morning to get involved with Mad Dads if you are here in the Minneapolis area. Now, I want to acknowledge a few things, a few people here. I want to acknowledge that My Farm Company has been able to allow a few brothers and sisters to work for them to get some employment going on. I want to congratulate Mr. Colley and Miss Leona for allowing a lot of youth and, you know, a lot of people to go out and work with Emerge. I want to thank them as well. Well, I want to thank Mr. Wallace from Emerge for allowing some of the kids to work there. I just want to have you guys, just thank you guys, you know, for allowing these young people to work, giving them an opportunity. And also, for more of those young people that's going to be acknowledged, come to the Youth Award. Again, that will be Thursday at 4 o'clock at the City Hall, downtown Minneapolis. We're going to have a good time. We got entertainment. We got the awards. And we got me hosting it. And it's going to be great. I want you all to come out, support your child. If you got a son out there or a daughter out there that's being nominated, definitely come out and support. And again, I see somebody is on the line with the 0271 number. This is Mad Dads Radio. Caller, who's this?
Hey, how you doing, brother? This is VJ Smith, the president and founder of Mad Dads. How's it going?
It's going good, VJ. How's it going with you over there?
Well, you know, we're just riding in the rain, taking care of some business. Just met with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and we're working on having a special event to honor the elders in our community at the McDonald's on Broadway, and we're bringing in some of the pro football players and basketball players and such to honor that. And so we're excited.
Right.
We're working on that plan. It's going to be a good event. What's our topic today?
Well, we were talking about fighting a good fight. I was going to ask you, for those people out there who are being celebrated over there, they obviously are celebrated for a reason. Obviously, they fought a good fight. And what were they fighting? What were they fighting for, VJ? And why we are celebrating?
Okay, what are we fighting for?
No, I met those. You said that we was nominating some elderly people, and that they were being celebrated. Yep. So I was wondering, sir, what they was fighting for and why they're nominated and what was their fight?
Well, you know, their fight was to keep our society going. You know, our elders have worked really hard to keep our community going, and if it wasn't for our elders, you would not be sitting where you're at today. I think that it's the people that came before us that paved the way for us, and so many times that's why it's important for us to go into the nursing homes and to the hospitals and to visit those that really made it possible for us to be who we are.
And that's right.
I believe that we don't interject enough of our energy back into our elders. And when you don't do that, I believe you miss out on a blessing. And, Alex, I think that's why we've been so blessed in the past with Mad Dads and what we do, because of our senior boat ride and because of our visits to the nursing homes that we put on our schedule on a frequent basis, that God has really tremendously gave us elevation in the work that we do. The fight has been a serious fight. You know, we've had to fight racism. We've had to fight economical troubles. We've had to fight drugs. We've had to fight violence in our community. And we've, of course, had to fight the fact that some people just want to destroy the good things in life. And what we've done is built on those things and been able to build on what I believe God really wants for us. And if you think about it, when God put us on this planet, he really wanted for us to succeed. I get excited just thinking about that, man, that God put us here to succeed. And when we fail, it's because we want to. When we fail and we destroy ourselves, it's because we wanted to. But if you really listen to what God is saying in the Word, he said, I did all this for you. We are the only creatures that can, you know, talk and walk and make decisions. And God only made one creature like that, and that was man and woman.
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
we are the only creatures that can be as powerful or as weak as we want to be.
That's right.
And I believe that the fight is to do what's right. The real fight is to do what's right. I was
looking
the other day at a young man that was he was not able to walk, but he was doing so much in the wheelchair that I realized if he can do that much in a wheelchair, why can't I keep continuing to do what I do without complaining about my foot hurting or my back hurting or this hurting and that hurting? I think we get so focused on wanting more, gotta have more, that we forget that we have truly, truly, truly been empowered to have the best. So I stay focused on the best. I was just at the bank today and a lady said one of the guys left the bank because he got tired of hearing about poor folks and their problems. So he wanted to go to a bank in the suburbs so he could talk to rich folks because he got sick and tired of listening to poor folks complaining. Why y'all take the money out of your account? Why did you bounce my check? Why did you do this? I didn't do that.
Right.
Somebody else did. He said he got so tired of it that he just moved to another bank. But, you know, I say that's a time to educate. That's not a time to, you know, if I didn't like poor people, I wouldn't be doing the work that I do. And so I thank God for the opportunity to help poor people. I thank God for the opportunity to help those that need help. And I thank God for the fight. The fight is a fight.
Right.
Now, just think about Muhammad Ali. He was a fighter. And his fight was to be the champ of the world. And
that's
so how did he get to do that? He did that by hard work and dedication. And so
that's
God has given you everything you need. It's all here. Put it all together, and you can fight the good fight too.
That's exactly right. And you know what? When you were saying that, you reminded me of this quote by John S. B. Marcel and William Boyd. They wrote this in 1863, and it's quoted from the Timothy 6:2 from the King James Version. But they wrote a gospel hymn over, and it says, "Fight the good fight with all thy might. Christ is the strength, and Christ is thy right. Lay hold on life, and it shall be thy joy and crown eternally." I think we should definitely I mean, if we all, the whole community, if we all knew this, I think we will fight much harder. And it's sad to kind of, you know, it's sad to say that, you know, there's some people who don't know who our higher power is, you know what I mean, who's the real God, who's really running the show. You know, the world tells us so many lies and gives us so many fear factors that sometimes we lose the will to fight. But if we can all get into that word, we can understand that, you know, all this is just smoke and mirrors. We can fight and we can win because we have the Most High with us.
Well, one of the things about the fight, and one thing that's important about the fight is that you have to choose what you're going to fight, first of all.
That's right.
You have to
that's
make
right.
a choice on what your fight is going to be. And so
that's
many
right.
times we choose to fight for the wrong thing.
That's right.
And if you want to fight for your cousin and Pluky and them and know they're dealing drugs and selling drugs, but you want to be out there fighting the police, talking about leave them alone, stop messing with them, they ain't do nothing. If you want to fight for somebody that you know got a pistol and some dope and you fight for them when you should be fighting for your baby, sometimes we fight for the wrong people.
Right, right.
Sometimes
That's
we
true.
Spend our energy and our time in fighting for things that make absolutely no sense at all. And case in point, if
That's
you
right.
want to stand in front of a bulldozer and fight for something that you believe should be there, then you should have been at the meetings in the first place fighting for those things. You should have been at the meetings.
That's right. That's right. And I mean, I was just talking about that earlier, you know, that, you know, we fight for the wrong things and we wonder why things crash on us because we pick and choose the wrong position to be in.
So, you know, and when we do that, you know, when we do that, I watch people all the time fight.
That's
you
right.
Know, and they fight for relationships where they know that the man is no good or the woman is no good, and they spend more energy that, but then they leave their kids at daycare all day and all night, and they don't even
mm-hmm.
fight for them in school. They don't even fight for their education. So
mm-hmm.
some of us, we picked the wrong battle. We should be at the schools fighting for our kids' education because right now they're losing in terms of education. But we will argue and fight about the amount of food stamps we get, but we won't fight to get the education we need, so we don't need the food stamps because we're getting in higher education. That is so
That's
critical
right.
and so important. I just want to say, here's what I want to say about fighting. Know what you're fighting for. Know that what you're fighting for is going to help you in a positive way. Know that when you fight that you have a chance of winning. And know
That's right.
that when you stand up to fight that you're going to be there for the long haul. Because
That's right.
if you fight for something, don't fight and then give up. But you fight to stick with it. When we fought for the right for Mad Dad to be out on the streets and be in the community, we fought to not give up but to continue to fight and move forward.
That's right. And I want to ask you this now, because I talked about what Mad Dad was fighting for, but I want to ask you, VJ, what have you personally been fighting for lately?
You know, personally, I've been fighting for my health, and I've been fighting for my health in a way that's really a good thing. I've been making sure that the right things go in my body,
mm-hmm.
making sure to make my body strong. I've been fighting for the stamina to continue to do this work at the level that I'm doing it, at the age that I am, at 55 years old, spending more than sometimes 18 hours a day doing this work
mm-hmm.
on a daily basis. I fight to keep that stamina up, and it's
mm-hmm.
not a real battle because it is a labor of love, but it does take away from personal time, family time, and, you know, some of the church time. So I fight for that. I also fight for the livelihood of my coworkers and the people that I employ. I fight for that on a continuous basis in order to keep them in a position to have employment, and I think that's important.
Definitely, it is important, and I appreciate that, too. For those who are listening who don't know, I would be a part of that category as far as his employers. I know that I have some people that actually hit me up with emails, who was clueless about, Mad Dads and, you know, didn't even know that I was working for you. But, yeah, we appreciate that fight because, you know, if we can't do this, and obviously we don't do this for pay alone, you know, we like the idea and we like seeing people being helped. You know, we like to fight for folks that appreciate it and then later on tells us that we appreciate what you guys been doing for the community because we truly are fighting. And me personally, I've been fighting for the youth. I've been out there being available, being transparent for young people, you know, to sit down and you know, to sit down and be mentors, you know, to be a mentor for young people. So, you know, I just like to be the person that they come to and talk to, and it's a good feeling to have, you know, a young person saying, well, I'm glad you've been there for me, you know, and it's a good feeling to, you know, teach the gospel to somebody out there who, you know, who's locked up in the JDC. And, you know, it's a good feeling to fight for a good cause because you don't have to have the guilt factor, nor do you have to have the risk or the danger behind fighting for a good cause. And, you know, even though when the stuff hits the fan later on in the future when, you know, prosecution happens to the Christians and all that stuff, fight for a good fight means that we are right there later on, you know, on a throne with our Savior and our Father. You know what I mean? So it's a great thing to fight for a good cause because those are the type of things that will have us truly rewarded. And, you know, rewards that we will truly deserve. But I see that we have a person on the chat line here that has a question.
Somebody just saying, what's up, y'all?
And how does Playboy find us?
We want to say thank you, Playboy.
Thank you for being on here, saying what's up to us. I appreciate that. We got the
chat room open if you guys are listening. If you're not, it's blogtalkradio.com/maddads. If you have any questions for us, please let us know and just hit us up and let us know.
Now, who was the guy listening? What's his name? What's his name? Playboy?
His name is Playboy's Finest. That's his name, Playboy Finest.
Is he from Minnesota?
I'm not sure. Playboy Finest, what? Are you from Minnesota?
Playboy Finest, how you doing, man? It's really, you know, one thing I say about Blog Radio, it's a wonderful outlet, and I'm really thankful that, Alex, that you are taking the lead on that. Did Gil get on today with you?
Gil has not. We discussed that it was going to be an hour ago. I would assume that Gil got wrapped up in something.
Okay. I'm really proud of you, Alex, and what you're doing on Blog Radio. I'm excited, man. I go on there all the time and listen to other shows, and I'm just glad that you're doing what you do. Continue to do it. I'll continue to be a blessing to the community. And I know that for a fact that when we begin to change and motivate others, that we will have an impact on the community. People can go back and listen on this. And just one more time, let me iterate what we're fighting for. We're fighting, number one, to make an impact. We're fighting, number two, to make a difference. We're fighting to change the hearts of those in our community that are struggling. And we're fighting because if we don't fight, we'll definitely lose. Not only lose this battle of what we're doing in the community, but lose precious steps that our elders have took before us. So we're fighting to continue on. We've already lost a lot because of the fact of cocaine and alcohol and family abuse and family violence and the destruction of gangs and all that happens our community. We've lost a lot, but we haven't lost it all. And so in order for us to continue the good fight, that great fight, that wonderful fight, is that we must not have our fists always cocked and ready to roll, but sometimes we need to have our hands spread out and open wide and ready to receive what God has for us, ready to receive the glory that he gives us, ready to receive the mightiness that only the God can give us, and also ready to receive the wisdom and the knowledge. We need to fight for our knowledge. We need to fight for our wisdom. Don't always let somebody else tell you what they think is right. Do your research. Spend some time in those books. Spend some time at the library. Spend some time in the community. Spend some time with people that have that wisdom. Don't waste your time on the dance floor. There was a gentleman that just died last night or night before on the dance floor, and that might have been cool if that's what he wanted to do, you know. But yet and still, you never know when you're going to go. So spend your time fighting on things that you feel are important to you, because you never know the last day will be here. Enjoy life to the fullest and enjoy it to the max. I'm fighting. I'm fighting every day and day in and day out for what I believe is right. I believe our kids need us to fight for them. I believe our elders need us to fight for them. And I surely believe that in what they call this this legacy that each and every one of us have to leave. I don't want to live a legacy of a drunk or an alcoholic or a drug addict or any of that. I want to leave a legacy of a fighter, a person that was fighting for my people. Fight for your people.
That's right.
Because if you fight for people, God recognizes that. He recognizes those that fight hard and long for our people.
That's right. That's right, because we don't have the luxury of time. You know, time is very valuable. And when someone, especially a company like Mad Dads or just anybody out there who's just a good individual, whenever they spend time to talk with you and to, you know, just to kind of see where you're at, you know, just kind of see what you're doing and where's the future going, somebody spending time with you, that means that they really truly believe in you and that they really care, you know. So make sure that y'all spend time with somebody who, if you are concerned about, spend time with that person, be a mentor, you know, or have that person, allow that person to vent, you know, things that's going on in their life. Allow that person to, you know, express what they're feeling and you know, fight for that person to have a great future. And do not let that person slip away, because you will allow more doubt slip into his soul, in which case eventually he'll verbally express those failures, and it will only pick at people that he can, you know, that he can have the opportunity to motivate. It will only allow him, or it will only let him discourage. So please make sure that y'all fight, you know, for people's education, fight for people's happiness, you know what I mean? Fight to make sure that whatever you're fighting about is going to give you a reward at the end, you know what I mean? I was talking about earlier, VJ, about Sam and how he'd rather for someone to be happy than, you know, than him to be happy. And even though that's kind of a bittersweet thing, you know, it's kind of a good but bad thing, you know, fight for your happiness. But make sure that if you're going to be happy, you make sure God is the reason for your happiness and not for material things. Am I right about that?
You're absolutely right. And what sometimes people fight to keep you out of their business. They fight so you don't know their business.
Yeah.
Sometimes people fight you just because you want to help them. And those are the people that you have to realize, I can't fight with you because you're fighting against me.
Right.
And you really truly have to figure out who and when you're going to fight, who's going to fight with you and for you. You have to figure all that stuff out. And that's an individual thing, because family members do it, community members do it, a lot of people do it. But you have to make a decision. People only do what you allow them to do, so you can't allow people to do stuff to you that's going to destroy you.
Right. Definitely. Definitely.
And so, tell people how they can get in touch. Tell them about our support group. Have you told them about on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights what we're doing? Have you told them about the grip? And have you told them about the fact that we're happy, more than happy, to work with them on any concerns they may have, or give advice about how to be a better father, how to get your work with your family members to get them out of gangs, and also how to be a better man or a better woman in this community? We're willing to work with you on that. Have you told them about that, Alan?
Definitely. Told them, like I mentioned before at the beginning of the hour, if you guys would like to get involved with the fight, make sure you guys show up tomorrow, 9 a.m., here at the headquarters, 3026 4th Avenue South, Volunteer Training Day. Also, if you'd like to be a better parent, like to be a better father or mother, we have parenting classes Thursday, 5 o'clock, at the Urban Ventures, which is located 3041 4th Avenue South, Minneapolis. GRIP program stands for the Get Real Youth Project. We will be at 2620 Russell Avenue North, Minneapolis, this Sunday, Halloween, for Halloween party. Dress up as bad food, and we got $2 burritos for you if you come in like a bag of chips or something like that. Just come out and have fun with us. Make sure you guys shout out to Mad Dads when you see him on the Peace Bus around the metro area. Make sure you watch out for me, Pedro, and DJ Smith cleaning up the Metro Transit Station in Brooklyn Center Friday. And then Saturday on West Broadway. So just make sure you guys look for us. And just come holler at us on our website, which is www.MinneapolisMadDads.org. You can drop us an email and know all about us from that website and to get in touch with me or VJ or Sharika Williams. So just make sure that you guys get in touch with us if you want to do that. But right now I want to pray. Pray out. DJ, would you like to pray out for us today?
Yes, sir. Sure will. Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for everybody that downloads us and listens to us. And every time they get an opportunity, Lord, we ask them to pray for the Mad Dads, pray for the women in Mad Dads, pray for the children in Mad Dads, and also pray for their families. Lord, we ask you right now that you will anoint and appoint us to continue to do your work and your will. We thank you, Lord, for how great you've been to us. We thank you for all the things you've done for us. We thank you for your increase, and, Lord, we most of all thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I definitely want you all to tune in next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. If you have a smartphone, you can dial it right from your text message, which is blogtalkradio.com/maddads. You can tune in. You can download right then. Again, if you have a smartphone, you can't do it with cheap phones like mine. So I can't do it with my phone. But if you got a smartphone, definitely do it. If you're at home on the internet, again, blogtalkradio.com/maddads. Make sure y'all download them old episodes and make sure y'all keep listening to us if you're at work and they allow streaming at your job. Make sure. That's my cue right there. Make sure y'all take a listen to us. And, again, I would like to thank everybody who have been listening. And thank you all. Next week, I'm not sure what our program will be about then, but hopefully that you guys will call in and make sure you hit us up. If you have any show ideas, you can definitely hit me up on my email, which is alex.carson, C-A-R-S-O-N 07 at yahoo.com if you want to email me with show ideas. Again, peace out with you guys. God bless you and have a good one.